all tuning in tonight. This is Phyllis Pryser, your hostess for The Higher Dimension on BBS Radio. And tonight we have a wonderful guest, the Reverend Richard Scholler. Richard is a minister in the Spiritualist Church. He lives in New York. He is a medium. He's an ordained spiritualist minister, and he's a commissioned spiritualist healer, a national spiritualist healer. He is a member of the National Spiritual Association of Churches, which is NSAC, on our board of trustees, and a missionary. And he has served many churches in New York, Connecticut, Maine, and Virginia. And his life focuses on helping clients receive messages from loved ones who have passed on into spirit. Richard, good evening and welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Phyllis. It's great to be with you this evening.
Thank you. I am so glad to hear your
Phyllis,
voice.
Do you hear me?
We had a little technical difficulty earlier.
Phyllis?
for our people who wondered if we were a few minutes late, that's
Phyllis,
right.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, we have a caller on the line. Would you like me to put him on the line?
We have a caller already.
Already, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome to the
I'll put him on.
Dimension.
It'll take me about 5 seconds to get him on the air.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, this is good, Richard. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's speaking, please?
My name is Monique.
Your name is what?
Monique.
Monique. Oh, hi.
Yes.
Welcome, Monique.
Hi,
how
thank
are you?
You. I'm good. How are you?
All right. What can we do for you this evening? Why are you calling?
I was just calling to see if I could get a general reading.
Richard, you want to handle that?
Well, certainly. Monique, first let me tell you a little bit about what I do.
Okay.
Are you aware of what a medium is?
I believe so.
Okay, let me take a moment and explain.
Yes.
A medium is someone who's in touch with people who have passed over. They receive information from people who have passed from the physical life into the spiritual life.
Okay.
A psychic is someone who receives information from universal vibration. Now, a medium can be psychic, but a psychic isn't necessarily a medium. And I'm a medium, so when you ask for a general reading, I'm going to start telling you a little bit about the people who have passed on to the spirit side of life.
Okay.
All right, is that comfortable for you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And where are you from, Monique?
Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Canada. Wonderful. Now, give me a moment.
Okay.
There are two people that I'm feeling off of your left-hand side. The person on your left-hand side that I'm feeling first is a male vibration. The male that I'm seeing on the spirit side of life is giving me the feeling of... Actually, he didn't pass as an old man. He passed as a younger man. Thank you. The gentleman that's stepping in on your left-hand side is giving me the feeling of having passed as a younger man. I want to say somebody who would be contemporary in age. He's also giving me the feeling of having passed quickly. So with him, I have this feeling of passing an automobile accident. Now,
okay. That
being said, the male that I'm seeing on your left-hand side is tall. I'm seeing him with dark hair. I'm feeling him with a fairly rugged build. I would use the word solid or broad in description. He's now moving to your right-hand side. He's got his left hand on your right shoulder. Now, I don't know what's happening in your life, but this man that's on the spirit side of life that I've just described is giving me the feeling like I need to give you a little bit of help with direction in life. Is this making sense to you?
Perfect.
Okay. The feeling, thank you. The feeling that he's giving me is this feeling like, do you remember the movie The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Do you remember when Dorothy runs into the Scarecrow and he tells her she can go this way or that way or any way? He's giving me the feeling like you've got a choice to make on which road to take.
Okay.
I feel like I need to encourage you to follow your heart when you bear to the appropriate direction. Now, I'm not going to say life or right or left. I'm just going to say whichever direction you bear that feels right for your heart.
Okay.
That's the feeling he's giving me with this.
Okay.
There's also a dog off of your left-hand side, and that's the second vibration I'm feeling. There's a dog that's passed over to spirit. The dog that I'm sensing or feeling is giving me the feeling of being medium to smaller size.
Okay.
The hair on the dog is short. The dog is giving me the feeling of being two-toned. I'm in the lighter colors, and I feel like I have two tones of color with this dog. I just need to give you the love of this dog on the spirit side of life.
Okay.
And there's one more stepping in. There's a grandmother stepping in behind you on your left-hand side. Monique, I don't know if you're French, but I am hearing grand-mère, so I need to go with a grandmother. And I'm going to ask, is your grandmother French?
Both of my immediate grandparents are alive. We did have French on my dad's side of the family, as far
All
as
right.
I'm aware.
Let me describe who I'm seeing before you give me too much more information, because I'd rather me tell you who I'm with.
Okay?
This woman is a grandmother. She is French. The woman that I'm seeing is not particularly tall, so I don't know if your father's side had short women. Actually, she's telling me. She's a father's father's mother. She's a father's father's mother. So that would be your paternal, great-grandmother. She's giving me the feeling of having silver gray hair, so I'm in a silver gray tone with her. Her hair feels pulled back, and I'm seeing her at turn of the century. So she is giving me the feeling like when she was a young woman, she was a young woman at turn of the century. And I'm talking about 1900.
Right.
Thank you. She moves in behind you. Now, follow why she's bringing this in. I feel like I need to send your father some love and support from his grandmother. I don't know what's happening in your dad's life, but his grandmother's coming through with a lot of support. And I need to reassure your dad that everything's okay. So I don't know if dad, it's not meant for me to know what dad's going through in any way. I just need to give him a lot of loving support from a grandmother.
Okay.
One more piece, if I may. There's a name, Anna, coming through. Now, I don't know if that's your grandmother, your great-grandmother, or somebody else, but I am hearing the name Anna on the spirit side of life, and I need to acknowledge her presence with you as well.
Hmm. Okay, I'll have to look
into that. Wow. They're all surrounding you with a lot of love, so may I leave you with blessings from spirit? And their blessings. May I leave you with their blessings and love?
Thank you.
Thank you, Monique. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Take care.
Take care of yourself. Enjoy Canada.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. You know, it's amazing because my grandmother's name was Anna.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so maybe your grandmother's popping in too.
She was Austrian, and she was a bit of a pushy broad, I understand.
Okay. Well, I wasn't feeling those vibrations, so it may have, it feels more like the one for Monique, but
right.
If your grandmother shows up, I'll gladly tell you about her.
Okay. Well, we wanted to know a little bit more about you and talk about you, how you got into this, and, you know, what started this. Because
okay.
You have a fascinating story, I understand.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fascinating. And can I just interject? Maybe we'll do some calls a little bit later.
Certainly.
Okay?
I think that would be appropriate. Give him a chance to talk a little bit, and I would appreciate that. I think so would he. Okay,
great.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So how did this all happen? There was a question my parents asked me because at age 33, all of a sudden their son is talking to the dead.
Yes.
And let's be real, they're not dead. They
yes.
don't die. They just transfer from physical into spiritual side of life.
Right.
So to try and give it a fairly quick and short story, I was going to a meditation class. I was working in a career that was pretty high stress at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to do two things as a way of relieving stress. One is dancing. I absolutely love to dance.
Mm.
The other was meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I was attending this meditation class, I would find myself walking, let's say, through the local supermarket,
mm-hmm.
and I would want to walk up to somebody and say, oh, don't worry, your husband's okay. And I thought, all right, Richard, you're mm-hmm. losing your mind, because mm-hmm. I didn't know what was propelling me.
Right, right.
So one night, I came home from the meditation class. I was living in a nice garden apartment, and I walked into my bedroom, and in that moment, I looked around. Now, I don't know how old you are. Please don't tell me, but I remember black and white television.
So do I.
You do? Okay. So we're dating ourselves a little bit.
Yes, we do.
With black and white television, when it used to go to snow on
right.
the screen,
right,
I
right.
walked into my bedroom, and that's what I was seeing in front of me. And I thought, oh, Lord. My heart started to race.
Right.
I thought, I'm going to have a heart attack. I called up a friend to say, hey, talk me through this. I think I'm going to have a heart attack. He says, I'll come right over. I said, no, just talk to me for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
With that, both my father's parents and my mother's parents, my grandparents on both sides, showed up in my bedroom. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I hung up the phone. I said to my friend, I've got company, and I hung up the phone. He thought I meant somebody rang the doorbell later
right.
on.
I know.
No, my grandparents showed up. And with that, I hit the floor crying, because in my mind, Grandma and Grandpa and Grandma and Grandpa are all gone.
And they were coming to take you home.
Exactly. With that, they laughed and they said, no, we're just here to tell you that we love you and show you that you can see us now.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh. And after about an hour, they left and they told me, I said, what do I do with this? And
mm-hmm.
just before they left, they said, don't worry, you'll find out.
Okay.
And through circumstances, I was led to a spiritualist church.
Okay.
And when I walked into the spiritualist church, I became aware that I was home, and I became aware that
wow.
these were the people who were going to help me understand the gift that just opened up for me.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, God, that's beautiful. That is fantastic. So what did you do? I mean, all of a sudden, you're in a new world. I mean, this is a new world for you. How did you go?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to backtrack a second and just give you a little piece of information.
Okay.
I used to be a funeral director. And I went into funeral
service. Somehow that sounds not...
Not right. Not too surprising, right?
Not too far off.
I went into funeral service because, well, two reasons. One was it was my father's suggestion, and my father had been in the Marines, and my biggest fear was that, well, never mind. I didn't want to go into service, and he suggested that I go into funeral service, and I said, that I can do.
Right.
So I went in to please Dad, but the other reason was I went in because I wanted to learn what happened to our souls after we died.
Okay.
So even at age, I started in funeral service at 17. And at age 17, I was curious, all right, there's got to be something more than this life.
Well, yes, I understand.
And 16 years later, at age 33, I got the answer.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. It really was. And I feel a deep sense of gratitude because this whole experience of being open to spirit and to our loved ones who have passed from the physical into the spiritual side
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
has changed my life.
Yes, I imagine it has.
It's brought me a sense of comfort and peace that I'd never known before.
Mm-hmm. That's truly an amazing story. How did you reconcile it with the rest of your life? How did you manage to talk to your parents about this? I mean... It must have been special. Your dad was a Marine?
Dad was a drill instructor in the Marines.
Oi.
So I'll share two stories with you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mom, when this first started happening for me, my mother looked at me one day because she started to notice that her son was turning his head, but nobody was there in her eyes. And she looked at me and she said, what's going on? So I said, well, Mom, I'm having this experience. I'm in touch with people who have passed over. And she said, yeah, you know, she didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, all right, try me. Who's here? So I described, I said to her, your Aunt Sophie is here. And she said, okay. I said, Aunt Sophie died the year before I was born.
Right.
Aunt Sophie looks like this. Uh-huh. And my mother said, yeah, that sounds like Aunt Sophie, but you could have seen a picture of her. I said, you're right. I could have seen a picture of her. I said, but Mom, she's telling me she and Uncle Billy were never married. At that point, my mother just took a deep breath and she said, where did you get that information? And I said, from Aunt Sophie. And she said, that's a family secret that no one's supposed to know about.
Uh-huh.
So at that point, Mom started to listen.
Right. I would have.
Yeah. Now, my dad...
was a little more difficult?
Yeah. He would listen, but he would sort of poke fun at it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the guy thing.
Well, who wouldn't? It's challenging our belief systems.
Right.
You know, it's challenging us. So one night, it was my mother's birthday, and I was down at my parents' house. My father and mother's friend Joe had died.
Okay.
He had died the year before. Okay. And at my mother's birthday, all of a sudden, some of her relatives on the spirit side of life are showing up to say happy birthday. So my father's sitting there chuckling, all right, let's see who's here.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I turned to my parents and said, oh, Joe's here. Oh, wow, Joe's here. And I start to tell them about Joe. Now, I knew Joe, and I knew his children, and I knew his wife growing up.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know that Joe lost a child before any of us were born. I
uh-huh.
turned to my parents, and I said, Joe's telling me he's met up with his son. My mother and father both looked at each other. My father said, it was a daughter, wasn't it? My mother said, I don't remember. The next day, my father called up Joe's wife and
uh-huh.
said, I don't know if you believe in this. She said, oh, yes, she's familiar with James von Prague and John Edward.
Right.
My father then said to her, my son has the same ability. Joe came through. Was it a boy or a girl that you had?
Mm-hmm.
Lois said, we had a boy. My father then said, well, Joe's okay. He's with your son. My father told me, you got something going on here.
Wow.
So those were the two instances in my memory that my parents started to really listen and believe that something else is going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm so delighted that your parents were able to do so, because so many people tend to mock it and
right.
put it down, which is really sad, you know, and kids make fun of you. It's sad too, because ignorance, a lot of kids have some abilities when they're younger, and what happens is it's knocked out of them, or mocked out of them, I should say.
You know, let me show you my own experience as well, since we're talking about this. Same conversation, Mom and Dad are saying, when did this occur?
Right.
And it wasn't until a couple of years ago I realized, hey, Mom, Dad, when I was six, I used to call my parents into my bedroom because I was seeing what I believed to be monsters walking through the wall.
Yeah.
And every night they would come in my room and they would say, you're dreaming. But
right.
I was so clear at 6 years old that I wasn't asleep yet. I was
right,
seeing
exactly.
these quote-unquote monsters.
Right.
One night I screamed at age six, leave me alone, and it stopped happening. So I always assumed that I was seeing monsters.
Right.
But now, as an adult who's aware of the ability of mediumship, I realize I had this ability as a kid, but I shut it off because I was afraid.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. That's not unusual. That's
no, not
unusual. But it's wonderful that you came to understand this gift and to pursue it. So once you got that, what started you on your career then? Once you learned this, I mean, it's thank goodness you had enough of a balanced mind and an ego not to think that you were unbalanced. You had people who believed in you, because even as an adult, it's pretty scary. I mean, I've seen off and on people throughout my life and known them to be there, you know, and sometimes I'll just turn around and say something to somebody and they'll look at me like, you know, I've just developed polka dots or something.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know. It's, go ahead and talk to me about it, because a lot of people try to turn it off. They're afraid of it. They think they're crazy. You spiritualized it, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let me go back to what was said the night that Grandma and Grandpa showed up.
Right.
I said to them, what do I do with this? And they said, don't worry, you'll know when it's time. Now, that was in January of 1997.
Okay.
A friend of mine had started to see a woman who was an energy worker.
Okay.
And she started to work on him, and she said to him, you're opening up psychically.
Okay.
Now, my partner friend John says, no, you're picking up on someone else. And she said, oh, wait, the man with the blue necklace. Now, at that point, I had a blue beaded necklace around my neck because of a dream I had.
Uh-huh.
And he said yes, and she wrote down the name of the spiritualist church and said, he needs to go there.
Wow.
So it was through Carol Abramowitz that I got a message that I need to walk into a spiritualist church.
Uh-huh.
I walked into the spiritualist church. I met my ministers, Catherine Snell and Janet Travis, and found home. They were the ones who helped me to understand the ability. They were the ones who helped me to understand that everybody has this ability. It's just a matter of opening up to it.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I was led to the spiritualist church, mm-hmm. and how I became involved in spiritualism, and how I became aware of the ability of mediumship.
That's phenomenal. Do you recommend that for people, if they have this kind of experience, that they should go seek out a spiritualist church to see if they can get some kind of help and guidance to learn about this?
I encourage anyone who feels they're intuitive, who wants to learn more about spiritualism and mediumship, to certainly go to a spiritualist church. The national website is www.nsac.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's the National Spiritualist Association of Churches.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a listing of all the churches throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a church in a person's area, I encourage them to go. It may not be for them. It may be for them. I know my experience was such that I walked in and I felt like I was home.
Okay.
And if it can help somebody become aware of their, I should say, I feel that it can help people become aware of their ability to become mediums and in touch with people on the other side.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's wonderful. There is a church, I'm not going to say where it is, that I went to a couple of times, but I did not feel comfortable at all
mm-hmm.
with the spiritualist people there. In fact, I've kind of offhanded looked into it, but there's something that just, you know, I'd like to learn more about this, but there's just something about this particular church that I've met the people years ago, and I just don't feel comfortable with them.
Mm-hmm.
I just, how do you overcome that, or what do you do? What will you suggest on that?
What I've been taught about natural law, like mm-hmm. attracts like. We've
right.
heard the expression, birds of a feather flock together.
Exactly, precisely.
Right.
And I believe in it.
So if you walked into a spiritualist church, or if you walked into any area that doesn't feel comfortable, that you don't feel harmonious with,
right.
of course, don't stay.
Right.
But I also encourage people to give it a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't know what you might have been walking into that day.
Ah, okay.
It might have been something going on with you where you didn't feel comfortable just walking in. You
mm-hmm.
might have been picking up on some other person in the room who was having a bad day.
Uh-huh.
So I encourage people, give it a couple of times before you say it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, because I know
it
was distinctly personalities that I did not feel comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
I can assure you of that, you know,
yeah.
and I just didn't want to associate with those particular personalities.
Yeah, that can happen no matter where we go.
Exactly, exactly. All right. So if somebody has these gifts, how can they develop them? What did you do?
Well, I sat in unfoldment classes with the
uh-huh.
Spiritualist Church.
They
hold, in fact, I hold a class right now on Long Island for the members of my church,
uh-huh.
where we sit on a certain night at a certain time.
Uh-huh.
We open up with a meditation.
Right.
And then after the meditation, we sit to allow for spirit messages to come through.
Okay.
While the students are sitting in the class, what I will do is I will sense with them who they're picking up on and try to draw them out, try to help them become more aware of the information that they're receiving.
Uh-huh.
And when I sat in classes, it was a similar experience. We would sit, and my minister would hold the space.
Okay.
She would hold the energy, and she would allow us to give messages. And
mm-hmm.
as we grew in that ability, she would encourage us more.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
It
sounds good because it sounds as though there's a very helpful spirit in all of this, which is important,
mm-hmm.
I think, to know that. So you do believe that many people have this ability, or all people have this ability?
I believe that everybody has the ability.
Okay.
And I sometimes use the example that everyone could probably learn how to play a musical instrument.
Exactly.
So I think it's just a way of becoming aware of the ability and learn how to work with it.
Right.
But I don't know that everyone's going to be playing at Carnegie Hall.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So it may be that some people might open to their ability and use it for their own self and guidance,
which
is wonderful.
Which makes sense.
Right. And then there are others that will step out into the world who may do this in service to humanity,
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this makes sense because many people, I think, in these gifts, and this is, you know, when you tell them, first of all, use it for yourself. These gifts are God-given gifts for each human being to use to make their life more joyous, more fulfilled, more loving, etc. Because I hear a lot of people saying, well, they can only use it in service to others. They, you know, they cite not wanting to charge money for what they do. And they say, well, I can't do this for myself. Somebody has to do it for me. And I'm thinking to myself, that doesn't really make sense. If a gift is given to you, it's given to you, and it makes sense to use it. From a practical standpoint, it should be of your service to both yourself as well as others.
I understand, sure.
Yes, that's kind of what I feel. And mm-hmm. so many people say they don't have psychic gifts, and I say, yes, you do. It's just about, do you want to use it? And, well, I can't use it for myself, and I say, why not? It's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
We should all benefit. That's my feeling, however. And at any rate, there are other things that you were saying that you're doing as a healer. So did your healing come through the gift of being a medium, or how did this come about?
Thank you. That's a wonderful question. The healing, first of all, mediumship is healing.
Right.
And
of
healing,
a form, yes.
Involves intuition and being in touch with the spirit side of life, as far as my knowledge at this point.
Okay.
So, yes, I do feel my ability to help people to heal has come as a result of my opening to my mediumship.
Okay.
I don't know how to express that any better than that. And I'm sitting here smiling. I have to tell you, there's a smile across my face.
That's okay.
Because I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. I've given messages to people. For example, I sat with a young lady the other day. I gave her a private reading. And it turns out that her mother came through. Now, this young lady, if she was 24, she was a day. She did not look 24. She's a very young lady.
Right.
And my immediate human reaction when someone that young walks in is like, who could she have lost in her life?
Right.
She's so young, you know, and in a perfect world, who could she have lost at this point in her life? Who could have passed from physical to spiritual?
Right.
Well, as it turned out, her paternal grandmother showed up, then her grandfather, then her mother. And they came in that order to bring, to build the energy to bring through mom, her mom.
Oh.
Okay? In that experience, I have no doubt that healing occurred, because mediumship for me is about, first and foremost, proving that life continues.
Right.
Secondly, bringing comfort through to the person that I'm sitting with to reassure them that the people we've known and loved still live on.
Right.
Just a different form, different vibration.
Right.
And then hopefully to bring through messages of support and encouragement, and hopefully maybe some higher teachings or some tools that people can use in daily life.
Right.
So that's my belief. So I feel that healing occurs through mediumship as well as through hands-on healing.
Uh-huh.
Doing energy work with a person, or if they were to go to a spiritualist church, churches have a period of time where at the beginning of the service at our church, we have a meditation. And the church-designated healers will stand at healing chairs and allow for people to receive a hands-on healing.
Mm-hmm.
So through spiritualism, I feel that I've become aware of my ability as a medium and as a healer, and am absolutely thrilled to bring through that energy to people who come to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's phenomenal. What do you have... What the spirit move you to say this evening that the listeners would benefit by? I usually let my guests do this because I find if I let spirit lead this, I usually get a so much better program.
Well,
it makes it easy for me. I'm lazy. What can I tell you?
No, actually, I would rather say that you're insightful. Because as soon as you asked that question, my heart melted, okay?
Oh.
What could spirit, what better could be said to people than you have the ability to have direct contact with the infinite, with spirit?
Yes.
What better could be said to affirm to somebody that, guess what? You can be in touch with your divine self, your divine nature, with God, with spirit.
Right.
Through your own self, you can glean information that will help you to live a happy life, a joyous life.
Yes, yes, yes.
So when you ask, if someone came to me with doubt, I can't prove, well, how do I want to say this? I'm not here to change someone's opinion who doesn't believe about it.
Exactly.
I'm here to talk about my experience.
Right.
And my hope would be, I would want to encourage people in whatever ability or gift they have.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm moved to say at this time.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I'm kind of saying, if somebody, are we at a point where somebody could call in if they so desire?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So now, if there are those out there listening who would like to call in, you're free to do so, because I feel that this is a good point, and I think it's a wonderful time. And if not, I think Richard is going to continue talking about what spirit moves him to say to share with others.
While we're waiting for a call,
yes.
I'm just going to give you my website. So people, if they want to make contact with me, they can go to my website, which is www.sacredmessages.com. I'll say it again. SacredMessages.com.
Okay. Beautiful. That is a beautiful website name.
Thank you.
Oh, it's glorious. Okay. And so part of what you do, you have a ministry now and a church that you
serve. That's correct. 2.5 years ago, a group of us, a group of the spiritualists that I'm connected to here on Long Island, we decided to form another spiritualist church here on Long Island, and it's called the Summerland Church of Light, NSAC, in Hopog.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wonderful service on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We have built a wonderful vibration. Mm-hmm. People come and feel this very loving vibration in our church. So mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm excited about what we're doing, too. We've decided, the board, when we first got together, decided that we were going to give money back to different charities. So each month our board goes through recommendations from our membership, and we donate money to a different charity each month.
Oh, how lovely.
It feels wonderful. It feels good to give back. Whatever monies we can that come in, we give back to the community.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I feel very fortunate. We have a hardworking bunch of people. Mm-hmm. We have some fun services at times where the service is very uplifting and funny. There are other times where it's very deep and touching, but I really enjoy being pastor of Summerland Church of Light, and I really am proud of the work that the congregation is doing at Summerland Church of Light.
Okay.
We have a great board. They're very progressive in thinking. I have some students who are doing healing, and I have a group of students who are opening to mediumship, and it just feels very good and very uplifting to be with this group.
That's phenomenal.
Thank you for asking about it.
You're quite welcome. I'm just letting Spirit guide me, actually, when I talk on the phone and interview people, because it's answers that need to be gotten out there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm going to encourage listeners to call in to bbsradio.com, the Higher Dimension. Please feel free to call. Richard would love to talk to you and perhaps give you messages from those loved ones of yours who you might want to talk to or hear from. So do you give lectures and you travel?
Yes. I do travel. I do give lectures. I've done a number of workshops, and I absolutely enjoy speaking. I enjoy public speaking, and I was invited up to Connecticut in May. I spoke at the Connecticut State Spiritualist Convention, and I did their Sunday service. I was asked to do the lecture on the Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I also was up in Maine at the beginning of the month in June. They had the Maine State Spiritualist Convention. I offered a workshop on trance and transfiguration. And then on Sunday morning, I spoke at the Sunday morning service. I gave the lecture and clairvoyance as well.
Uh-huh.
And in August, I'm going to be in Lilydale, New York. Lilydale is you know Lilydale?
I was just going to ask you, have you ever been to Lilydale, and can you tell us about it?
Certainly. Look at that. Lilydale is the home for the NSAC, the National Spiritualist Association of Churches General Office, of which I'm a member of the board.
Uh-huh.
The general office is in Lilydale, New York. Lilydale, New York is a Victorian community that was founded in 1879. It is a spiritualist community about 40 minutes away from the Buffalo area, Buffalo Airport. I will be going up to Lilydale to offer a workshop in August. On August, I think it's August 15th. I have to look. It's on natural law. Myself and Catherine Snell will be offering a workshop on mediumship and natural law.
Oh, wow. That's
and
fantastic.
And for those people who don't know about Lilydale, Lilydale
we have a caller.
Community that...
Hello?
Yes, we have a caller. I'll put him on the air.
Okay.
Very good.
Welcome to the higher dimension. May I ask who's calling?
Hi. This is Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia.
I think I'm your regular caller, aren't I?
Yeah, great. I love to hear your voice. I'd like to hear your voice again, darling.
Well,
what do you want to know?
Well, something struck me because Richard said something that I have heard recently about walking into a place and feeling at home. And that is something that I would like guidance on a place of feeling at home.
Okay. Richard?
Well, I'm sorry, Julia. I didn't hear that too well. Can you just repeat that? Because your voice is very soft. Can you say that again?
Well, here, let me get on a different phone. Maybe that'll help.
Thank you very much, Julia. Julia, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland, what a beautiful state.
I was listening to you speak, and you had said about when you entered the church, the spiritualist church, you felt at home.
Yes.
And that's something that I've heard recently, and it's something that I would like to find for myself, a place where I could go and really feel at home. To feel, you know, you hear people say, oh, I went to this location, and it just felt like coming home.
Right, right, right.
And that's something that I would really like to find for myself. I'd like to find where my little niche in the world is.
Okay. I know that there is a spiritualist church in Glen Burnie, Maryland. I don't know where in Maryland you are, but are you near Glen Burnie?
It's a little ways away from me, but yeah, it's...
Julia,
I can't
hear you. Could you speak up, hon?
Yeah, there is Glen Burnie. It's a little ways away from me, but I mean, it's something that I could look into.
Well, let me tell you where it is, and I'll also do the best I can. The Glen Burnie, bear with me. I know its name is the Light Center in the Light Center Spiritualist Church in Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
The minister is the Reverend John Rothamel. He's a colleague of mine.
Mm.
And it is the service is held at 13 First Avenue Southwest in Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Huh.
And if you go to, let's see, I'm sure they have a website. So if you go online and Google the Light Center Spiritualist Church, actually I have it in front of me now. It's the www.lightcenter.org. So that's one of the churches that would be close to your area. Now, where are you near? Are you near Washington, D.C.?
No, I'm a good ways away. I'm on the other side of Baltimore, like going up towards Delaware.
Okay.
Near Havre de Grace?
Pardon me?
Are you near Havre de Grace?
Havre de Grace, yes.
Okay. You're near Havre de Grace, okay.
Okay. There's a church in the District of Columbia that I'm aware of.
That's
too far for you, correct?
Right. That's a little bit of a way for me.
More question. How about Alexandria, Virginia, or Falls
Church?
That's
way too far.
Far away.
Forgive me, I don't know my
geography
as you well.
Baltimore would be good.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore would be good. I can tell you that.
All right. There's also, if you want to get more information about spiritualist churches in an attempt to find a place that would feel like home, you can go to the NSAC website and write to the outreach program. Now, the NSAC website is www.nsac.org, and the outreach program is run by Carol Brown, the Reverend Carol Brown. There's an email that you can send her an email asking if she's aware of any groups in the area where you live, if there are any groups that might have been started.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
As far as the feeling of home,
I would think Baltimore would have something.
Okay.
Baltimore
I would
does
guess.
Not.
Huh?
No, Baltimore does not.
Does not?
Not.
That's
not
surprising.
A place listing here.
Whoa, I'm surprised.
And I'm sorry, Julia, you were about to say something?
As far as the feeling of home, I'm not looking specifically for a church, but just a place in general.
I see.
You know, just
a place
for my me
and
my life that
like
I felt
home.
At home.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if there was maybe guidance from the guides or masters, but...
The way I heard your question was more about looking for that church, because that's what my experience was. So I apologize if I didn't hear that
that's fine.
Clearly.
Thank you for the information. No,
it's my pleasure to give out information, sure. Can I tell you about the woman that stands behind you who might offer you some comfort around this?
Okay.
Because I have... First, I need to ask two names. Now, names are not my strongest suit, but I am hearing a Joanna... on the spirit side of life. And I'm also hearing a Julia on the spirit side of life, other than you. So you feel like you're on the, of course you're on the earth plane because I'm talking to you this way. But I have a female, it's definitely a female vibration with either the Julia or the Joanna name, because I keep feeling the J and I'm hearing both of those names. Now, that being said, put the names on the side because I'm better able to describe people physically and emotionally. I'm seeing a grandmother vibration standing off of your left-hand side. Now, do you remember what Eleanor Roosevelt looked like?
Not
I don't
exactly.
mean literally, but by pictures. Have you
right,
ever seen
from pictures
of
yes.
Eleanor Roosevelt, Julia?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you were still with me or not. There's a feeling with this grandmother that reminds me of Eleanor Roosevelt. Let me explain. I'm going to use the word to describe her as being handsome in appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use the word, thank you. The grandmother that's stepping up is giving me the feeling like she was what I would call solid in build. I don't feel like she's svelte and thin, and yet I don't feel like she's chubby or fluffy, whatever word you would use to describe. This grandmother feels solid in build. She also has some stature or height. I'm seeing her in a full dress, so she's wearing a dress, not slacks. I'm feeling her with her hands at her side and a simple pocketbook on her left. I'm seeing her with a basic, simple necklace with a simple gold cross. I'm seeing her with a hat. She was a woman who wore hats. It was that time. Thank you. Thank you. I hear you. I see you. Thank you. She's moving over to your left-hand side. I feel her arms around your shoulders. I'm feeling more like a father's mother. Thank you. I'm feeling like a father's mother with this grandmother. Now, the next piece, I feel her hands gently around you for comfort. There's a feeling like you had started off by saying you were looking for home, and I went into the literal sense of let's talk about church. She's giving me the feeling like she wants to offer you comfort because of the feeling of wanting to find home. I don't feel like life is bad. I just feel like you want to find a little bit more from life. And she's giving me this comfort feeling. Next piece. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you remember, I'm going to jump now, do you remember the actress Jessica Tandy?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Thank you. Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember her, Julia?
Yes.
There's a quality with your grandmother that reminds me of a cross between Eleanor Roosevelt and Jessica Tandy, both at the same time. I want to go to the Depression era. Thank you. And yet, I feel like she was still a lady, and she did the best she could with what she had. Thank you. I need to make sure you know you've got a lot of loving support from this grandmother. And, well, she had faith because she's giving me the feeling of wanting to encourage you to have faith that there will be a place to call home. May I leave her with you with many blessings, Julia?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It is my pleasure to be with you tonight.
Thank you. And you as well. And thank you, Phyllis, as always.
Oh, how sweet of you. Thank you. I'm so glad you call in. I can always count on you, darling.
Julia, I look forward to speaking to you again sometime.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Thank
You're
you both,
welcome.
And have a wonderful evening.
You
thank
do the same
you.
Now. Thank you.
Good night.
Blessings. Blessings. Yeah, it's a very sweet person. Very sweet person.
Yeah.
Yes, and I am so delighted that I've been able to have you talk with us this evening. The time has been flying by. I cannot believe.
Yeah.
You know, when we're having fun and I get into the spirit of it, I tell you, you know, I don't know where the time goes.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me to be on your program. I'm enjoying myself equally as much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And anyway, I talk some more. I'd love to hear you. Let me give I have a new website going up, people. It's called www.multiplepathways.com. That's multiplepathways.com. Look for it to come up within the next couple of weeks. We're just beginning it. I can be reached on by email at psychicworlds, that's P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, capital W-O-R-L-D-S, 4, the letter 4, at AOL.com. Or you can call me at 301, no, you can't. You can reach me at 202, 3872080. That's area code 202-387-2080. I must be on the right side of my brain if I can't even remember my phone number.
While I'm at it, do you mind? I'm going to just let them know about my
website. Go ahead, please.
Again. It's www.sacredmessages.com.
Excellent.
And, I would welcome them to look at my website.
Oh, how wonderful. I am so pleased. So let's continue about you.
Okay.
What else can you share with us that Spirit is leading you to speak to us?
Hmm.
I just love this.
Yeah.
At any rate, so you do get to travel, and you're going to Lilydale. We got stuck and left in Lilydale. You were talking about Lilydale, and it's one of the oldest...
spiritualist community.
Yes.
And it is a community of mediums. So it has a summer program. In fact, the summer program starts on Friday, tomorrow afternoon at noon.
Uh-huh.
And it ends Labor Day weekend, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And if people are fascinated with spiritualism, if people are fascinated with mediumship, with intuitive counseling, I should say, not intuitive counseling, my mind just went out. You see, now I'm not in that brain either. mediumship, spiritualism, healing, etc.
Right.
Lilydale offers a number of wonderful programs during the summer, so people can go. And at any point during the day, they can attend either a healing meditation in the morning, or they can go to different areas within Lilydale, and the mediums that are registered mediums within Lilydale proper will give messages to people who congregate. It's really quite a fascinating place. It's got a wonderful vibration.
Yeah, I had heard about it, and in fact, I just recently talked with someone who has just moved up there, and you know, I think it might be fun to go up there. I've heard of it off and on through the years, but you know, the time, opportunity, you know, money, all of that never quite fit for me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so maybe my time for moving around and visiting and doing things is coming because I've been quite insulated, or isolated is a better word, not insulated. Well, maybe insulated, yeah. Isolated in my lifetime, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like I'd like to come out of my shell and visit with people and see people. I'd love to get to meet with you, Richard, and... you know, just travel around and just visit and get to know people and talk and share, because I think it's very important to do so.
I agree with you.
It's important to reach out in a community like this and to get to know people and meet you face to face, and because I have so much to learn, you know?
Yeah,
there's so
much
I want to learn.
One of the feelings that it prompts me to want to say... one of the things you just said sort of prompted me.
Go ahead.
The first National Spiritualist Association of Churches convention I ever went to. My first convention was in 1998, and it was held in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Every October, the NSAC holds a convention, and every October it's in a different state. And I've gone ever since 1998.
Uh-huh.
And... What ends up happening is it ends up feeling like family. The people that I've met from throughout the United States at an NSAC convention.
We are being flagged here.
Sure.
Just a minute, Richard. Excuse me.
Sure.
Hello?
No, it's okay. The audience is... I don't think they hear me. Now they might. Yep, maybe they do. I maybe should have turned down the other indicators. But I was going to let you know, we're coming to the end.
Oh, okay.
You have another caller?
We're
coming to the end. Okay,
yeah.
So we need to end our program.
Yes.
So
thank you
very much, Richard. I'm sorry we won't get to end your story. Perhaps I could have you on again. I would love to.
It would be my pleasure.
And we can get the rest of the story then. This is The Higher Dimension with Phyllis Pricer on bbsradio.com. Thank you all for listening in and calling in. God bless you. We'll look forward to hearing from you and talking to you next week at this time. Richard, I'll give you a call, and Chad, and say blessings to you, and I thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Phyllis. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.